welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with three homeschooling success stories. I'm here with Rachel Starr Thomas.
Hello.
And Carolyn Curry.
Hi there.
And Mercy Hope.
Hello.
And we were overheard some interviews that you were doing about homeschooling, Mercy. So just maybe say briefly why you came to this event. We're at the International Christians Retailers Convention here in St. Louis. And then we'll just go around the table here, and each person can say what they do apart from what they did here.
Sure. Well, I came to ICRS because in 2003, I founded a ministry outreach website called faithtalks.com, and I interview Christian leaders from all over the world and put up their testimonies and what they're doing, what God has done in their life on the website. And so I'm here doing interviews, and it's been an amazing event.
Amen. Okay, Carolyn.
And I'm here actually just helping Mercy with the videography for what she does. Besides that, I co-founded Soli Deo Gloria Ballet back in 2007, and it's a Christian performing arts company. And we've performed really internationally at this point. We were in the Philippines last year and all over Canada.
Amen. And Rachel?
Well, I'm actually here as an author and editor and independent publisher, so I came to ICRS to hang out with Mercy and Carolyn, but more than that, to network with editing clients and just get that kind of behind-the-scenes look at the whole publishing industry.
And what did you find out? What have you learned from these couple of days here?
You know, I just love to look at what different people are doing and the ideas that are out there. Everything from how books are being packaged in terms of cover design and just the messages that are important to people and the genres that are coming up. There's just a whole lot to learn.
How would you say that homeschooling has helped you in your journey? I don't know who wants to answer that first.
Well, I can jump in there first since I was just talking. I've, at this point, as an author, written more than 20 books. Kind of the way that I was able to get into that in the first place is because as a homeschooler, I had a lot of time and a lot of freedom as a kid. So I read literally thousands of books, I think, before I hit my 20s. And that really just prepared the way for just about everything I do in life now.
Yes.
And I know that for a lot of my peers and contemporaries who were in school, they didn't have either the time or the freedom to be able to find what their passion was and where they could focus. So having the ability to do that within our family was a great thing for me and a great launching point.
Now, if you want to know more about Rachel, you can go to rachelstarthompson.com. There's
right.
No P in that. Thompson,
right.
T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two R's in the star.
Yeah, I did that on purpose so no one would ever be able to find my website.
Okay, so Carolyn, how did homeschooling contribute to your success?
I would say it's very much similar to what Rachel said. It just allowed us to have the time to focus on what we wanted to do as a family, and for me that was dance. And I was able to just spend the time working on my own and cultivating just the habit of being disciplined. And yeah, that's really what carried us.
Are your parents both dancers?
No, neither of them are actually, but they were very supportive. My father was a professional cellist early on, so that kind of gave us the musical background. We all played instruments. And then at some point or other, I'm the oldest of eight, and so at some point or other, we channeled either into music or dance. And then it really became a family ministry for a while, and now it's branching out further than that.
So there's other siblings that also are or were involved with the...
Yes, yes. Almost all of them were.
And you can go to her website. It's Soli Deo Ballet, and that's spelled SOLIDEOBALLET.com.
That's right.
And then Mercy Hope. I imagine your mom had fun saying that name.
Well, you know, it's given me something to try to live up to.
Yes. So you've established this Faith Talks, and how many years were you homeschooled?
I was actually homeschooled all the way through. I never stepped into a classroom at all. So that was my entire educational experience.
And do you feel like you missed something?
Not at all. I am so thankful for being homeschooled. One of the reasons was for the purpose of socialization, which is, you know, some people say that's a reason not
that's
to homeschool.
Right.
But I know that being homeschooled made me a much more confident individual. I was very insecure as a young person, and just I know that being in a school environment would have been difficult for me, but being homeschooled and being around a lot of adults and being able to be in the Christian industry, kind of growing up in the industry that I'm working in now, just gave me a level of confidence and just the ability to dream big and think outside the box in terms of not feeling like I needed to just graduate from high school and go into college and take a typical career path, but to be just ministry-minded and think outside the box, I guess.
Well, and how do you support this ministry?
That is a great question. Actually, I have supported it for the last 10 years, and right now I'm actually praying for a sponsor. But basically just working with what I have. And again, I think being a homeschool kid and growing up with five siblings, and we never had a lot of money, and that really encouraged us, I think, to work with what we had. And so that was a great gift that I was given too, honestly, is just taking what I have. So if I have a microphone and a recorder, or when I upgraded to doing video camera, you know, but just working with what I have.
That's such a great testimony. I mean, there's young people now that can start, even though they're in elementary or
absolutely
early high school, they can start using their talents that God has given them for ministry. With the internet, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these three people that have come together. How did you meet? I thought they were all related at first.
Well, you know, sisters in spirit, so
yes,
we're all related. But actually, Carolyn and I are second cousins, and we didn't grow up together. We met about 10 years ago through another relative. And Mercy, her mother actually is the publisher of Homeschool Digest. So Mercy used to write for them regularly, and they were the first publication ever to publish anything of mine. So Mercy and I used to read each other's columns and like each other from afar.
Exactly.
And then 2 years ago, Carolyn and I actually also work with Soledad Gloria Ballet, and we host an arts camp every summer in our area, and we were putting our camp on, and we wanted a speaker to come in, and I thought of Mercy and knew she would be really great speaking to the kids we had coming, just the variety of kids, so we asked her to come, and she hasn't been able to get rid of us since.
So tell me a little bit about this arts camp.
Well, we spend a week, our focus is on the arts and on discipleship. So we have, it's still a fairly small camp. We're looking at probably about 25 kids this year, I think, but we are looking to grow it over time. But right now we like that we're able to really just focus in on the kids that we have there. We do hour-long Bible studies that are pretty intensive and deep every day. The kids dance under Carolyn's tutelage for 5 to 6 hours a day.
That's right.
We have nature hikes, and they get arts workshops from artists in all different disciplines. We've had sculptors, painters, musicians, just a whole variety of people come in and share what they do, and always from a faith perspective. So this is what we do and how our faith informs it.
Yeah, and I'm sure I have listeners go, where is this? I want to go there. Is there any information on the web, any of your websites that they can
there
go
is,
to?
There is, yes. Yeah, if you just go to the page there, there's a link that says Arts Camp 2013, and that has all the information about
okay.
previous arts camps.
And that's Soledeo Ballet.
That's right.
.com.
Mm-hmm. And yes, anyone would be welcome to join us. It's
yeah,
a great week.
So that's a week, and then you could have another week that would be focused on literary, you know, writing and things like that.
We've thought about it. We had a writing workshop as part of our camp last year.
Yeah, then you could have another week that would connect, you know, technology and digital.
Sure.
You guys have a lot of talent between the three of you. I'm talking with Rachel Starr Thomas, Carolyn Curry, Mercy Hope, And each one of them is a homeschooling success story. They've come together at this convention, and they've been helping Mercy with her faithtalks.com. And that's another website that should be checked out. As far as the guests that you have on your show for Faith Talks, what are you looking for specifically?
Well, I think one of the things that our culture desperately needs is role models and testimony. And I guess the thing about that is that our culture is always looking for someone to look up to. They're looking for the success stories, like you said. And so, and I have just personally been very impacted by hearing personal testimonies. Just, I feel like it encourages faith, causes you to dream bigger, and just to realize how big God is and how diverse He is. And so to be able to tell stories everywhere from talking with, you know, a movie producer or someone who came out of poverty or someone who came out of domestic violence. And so there are all kinds of backgrounds, and but what can God can do in a life. And so that was born out of the belief that our generation really needs people to look up to that are solid believers that can point to Christ, and the belief that personal testimony is powerful.
Yes, we all need a hero. Mm-hmm. And we like to say that, you know, Jesus Christ is our hero, but it's wonderful when there's flesh and bones and, mm-hmm. and personal experience connected to it. Well, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the socialization. You know, how have you navigated that as homeschooling individuals? We'll be right back.
Sheridan. I like to give tips and advice off of information. Most of us want to get good grades, so I researched on tips on how to increase your knowledge when you study to get better grades. Here are the two tips. 1. Listening to Mozart when you study is a good way to get better grades. It is scientifically proven when listening to Mozart, it increases your knowledge. 2. A pastor once told me that it's good to have a devotional with God before you study for a test, or anything. God will help give you the wisdom and knowledge when you simply just spend a little time with Him, and that is a wonderful way to study.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Rachel Starr Thompson, Carolyn Curry, Mercy Hope. Each one of them have their own separate menus, and yet they come back and complement each other. They've all been homeschooled. Rachel Starr Thompson, you are an editor and an author.
That's right.
And Carolyn Curry, you are a dancer.
That's right, yes.
And Mercy Hope, you do Faith Talks, and that has been your ministry. The biggest criticism for homeschooling, and I could go through quite a few of them, but the biggest one is, you know, you're going to raise your child as a social misfit. And so I'd like you to think of, and you can all, you know, chime in if you want, think of how your folks prevented that from happening, or if it just was part of your personality to come out okay.
Well, I can definitely say it was not just part of our personalities to come out okay. Well, Mercy, maybe. But we're all kind of introverted, heavy thinkers. So we can tend to be a little intense on people. But we've all really learned to navigate the social waters. I think in some ways we had a better opportunity than a lot of kids who are in school because our peer circle wasn't confined to people our age or people who just in our neighborhood. We always associated with all kinds of people. And, of course, I'm speaking for my family here, but I think that Mercy and Carolyn would say similar things through church, through ministry that my parents did. My dad was a businessman also, so he was always networking with people. He would do sales at trade shows and craft shows, and we would go with him and help out and sell stuff on the floor as cute little kids. But we learned huge, huge skills through that, just as far as how to talk to people, how to relate to people, how to listen for their stories. And then there were also, in our family size, I'm the oldest of 12 kids, so there's a little bit of built-in socialization right there, too.
Yeah, a lot.
12. Yeah, I think we were just really taught to think outside of the box. So I remember a story from when our third, her name is Dana, was young, and she used to constantly tell my mom about her friend at church. So obviously my mom thought the friend was another three-year-old. And when she came up and introduced her, she crawled up onto this 80-year-old lady's lap, and here was her friend. So it just wasn't in the box that your friend had to be your age. You socialize with everybody.
Yes.
And really, if you think about it, the school years, you know, as far as traditional schooling, that would be the only time in life where you would ever be stuck in a room with only people your own age, you know, and one adult. And as a 31-year-old at this point, even now, you know, I'm sitting next to two of my friends who are peers, but most of my friends at this point are between 45 and 60. It's how it works out. But I also am very comfortable sitting down with teenagers, and that's just life. Once you become an adult, that becomes comfortable. But from the time I was 9 years old, I wanted to be with the adults. You know, as a little girl, I wasn't the girl that played with Barbies. I was the girl that wanted to be with the adult, just soaking in their knowledge and their wisdom. And I don't think I really realized I was a kid.
In that sense, too, I think we all had a lot of opportunities to be mentored as kids, maybe more than a lot of kids our age did. Mm.
And I look at, you know, all three of you are very talented and gifted. And that has its own drawbacks, I guess, if you would want to put it that way, because as beautiful, young, talented, and gifted women, it's very intimidating for men to approach you. Mm-hmm. Have you had any trouble in that area?
Well, we're all still single.
I think that might answer it for you.
It really is something that I've watched. Mm. You know, you almost have to dumb your approach down, and that's, you know, just not an honest thing to do. So if you ever have any words of advice or you want to write a book about that, you know, you can, because I'm sure there's others. I've had young women on the show. I haven't had so many young men, but I've had young women that maybe were just finishing their high school experience, having been homeschooled through the whole thing. And it's true, I felt like I was talking to my peer, you know, not someone who was wondering, you know, about this and that, and, you know, who had the latest iPhone and who was going out with who. And I enjoyed that, but then I thought, I myself was homeschooled and I really didn't know how to flirt, maybe is the word. It just didn't even enter my mind about that. But I am, you know, at 57, I am happily married. So, you know, you have a long ways to go. God absolutely just has the perfect mate, if that's in your, you know, meant to be. And I think that should make every homeschooling family less nervous about it, because, you know, God is truly in control of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm talking with Rachel, Carolyn, and Mercy. RachelStarThompson.com, SoledeoBallet.com, FaithTalks.com, and I'll also put this, you know, in my blog. But if you could look at your experience as a homeschooled person and look at the different subjects that you took, or maybe you were unschooled, what would have been the deficit if someone was to analyze, you know, your education?
I can start. Okay. Again. Go for it. We like to say that of our group, I'm the mouth. My job is to talk and to eat. But, and I do both rather well. But Mercy and I both were more on the unschooled side of things. My dad's philosophy of education was fairly child-led, not that parents wouldn't be involved at all, especially enforcing some discipline, but that he really wanted us to figure out what we were interested in and run after that. And he felt as long as you are running after something, everything else will kind of fall into place, which it does and it doesn't. In my own experience, definitely the deficit is math. I'm a all words kind of person. But at the same time, that really doesn't concern me. I'm 30 years old at this point, and the lack of math has never been a problem. I can do all the financial math I need to do, all the practical math I need to do, and I know that I'm fully capable of picking up and learning anything else that mm-hmm. I need to learn at any point that I need to learn it, and I have the self-discipline to carve out the time. So I've even thought about, well, should I go back and educate myself in that area? And there hasn't been a reason to, so I haven't done it yet. But I may yet.
Exactly. I always say, because math's also one of my deficits, but I always say that's why God invented calculators. And
that's exactly right.
It was a deficit, though, for me coming out of homeschool. I had to say, okay, I'm going to conquer this. Mm-hmm. Nothing else is a challenge. I'm going to conquer math, you know. So mm-hmm. What about you?
I think it's probably the same thing, really. Math was always a struggle. But our parents really, their biggest thing was to teach us how to learn. Mm-hmm. And once you know how to do the research and how to find out what you need to know, any deficit isn't really going to be a problem. Because yes, you have that ability.
That's true.
Sort of any education is going to have gaps in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Whether because you weren't mm-hmm. taught something or you happened to be sick that week or whatever, there's always going to be gaps. So it really is that most important thing is learning how to go back and fill in those gaps yourself when mm-hmm. and if you need to.
And I think one of the great things that homeschooling young people come away with is still loving to learn. Mm-hmm. And traditional school has a way of just choking that out of the students. You know, they come starting in kindergarten, yeah, get to go to school. And by eighth grade, they're just choking it down. It's just mm-hmm. so, it's just not fun anymore. There mm-hmm. It's lost. And we want students to love to learn and to experience new things, do research, find out new things. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate the time that you've taken to be with us. We have come to the end of the show. It went by very fast, as good shows do. And I know that your testimony will encourage so many of our listeners, especially our younger, mm-hmm. our older girls that are, you know, finishing their high school years, but they've been at home the whole time. And look at you. You're out here just, you know, conducting yourself in a very honorable way and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. What can be a more enjoyable thing than that?
Amen.
Thank you so much. One last thing to say, and that is, God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.